This is Chen's first translation, so we will all pray for her. Translate that. I told her that she needs to make my sermon better, so she can add anything that she wants to in my sermon. It was just a few months into the Civil War, and the North realized that this was going to be a prolonged battle.
美国南北战争开始几个月后, 这北方军发现, 这会是个很长期的战争。
The Civil War is the conflict that our country had in the 1800s over slavery.
这南北战争就是南北战争。 就是他们当时在18世纪的时候, 美国他们为了黑奴而南北之间有的内战。
And the North was so powerful and the South was so weak that everyone knew that this was going to be a short conflict.
当时北方军很强大, 南方军很弱小, 大家都认为那是会是一个很短期的战争。
The North had twice as many troops and had 97% of all the manufacturing in the country.
当时南方军大概对北方军是2:1的比例人数上, 然后南方军当时还有所有的工业都在南方。
But the first few battles were very serious losses for the North, so Abraham Lincoln, the president, said, I need to get myself a better general.
就当时在前几场战斗中, 北方军输得挺惨的, 所以当时林肯总统觉得说, 不行, 我要找个好将军。
And everyone agreed that General George McClellan was the man that should be the general of the army.
当时所有人都认为这个George将军应该做这个就是大将军。
He was very smart. He knew all about the military. He was well-liked by the troops. He was a brilliant man.
他反正就是很厉害,然后被大家都喜欢,而且他知道所有军队的各种事情,然后他被大家都喜欢。
So in 1861 in July, they met with Abraham Lincoln. He was appointed the General of the Army of the Potomac.
当时7月26号,1861年的时候, 他见到林肯总统,林肯总统把他指定为当时
And during the month of August, he trained all of the troops, and everyone was ready for the war to be over.
在八月的时候，他训练他的军队，大家都心想，哦耶，这个战争要结束了。But
in the month of September, there was no battle.
九月没有战斗。The
month of October, there was no battle.
十月也没有战斗。
In the month of November, there was no battle. And then winter came, and you can't fight battles in the winter. And every time they said, General McClellan, when are you going to fight the battle? He'd say, I need more troops, I need more supplies.
每当别人问这个将军的，我们什么时候才去打我们的仗的时候，这个将军总是说，我需要更多的士兵，更多的军需。
Finally, in April, he fought the Battle of Yorktown.
在就是下一年春天四月的时候，他开始他第一次去作为将军之后，第一次在约克城打仗。
And the North forces outnumbered the South forces 10-1.
北方军对南方军人数上是10:1的比例。
But the general was mistaken because the South had taken logs and painted them black and made them look like cannons.
但是这个将军被骗了，那些南方军的人，他们把木桩那个漆成黑色的，假装他们是加农炮。
So he held back all of his troops, and the South had a moral victory in that battle.
他就把他的军队全部就不让他们去打仗，然后在精神上。
Then in the next battle, the Battle of Antietam,
在安蒂特姆之战的时候, 是下一,
The general held a quarter of his troops back from the battle.
这个将军他把他四分之一的军队都按在他自己的周围，不让他们去打仗。
And it was the bloodiest day for the North in the entire Civil War.
是他们最惨最血腥的一天。
The general had made a serious mistake.
这个将军他错得很严重。
Some say that he lacked courage to fight.
很多人说，有些人说他没有勇气去打仗。
But the real problem was he thought the army was his army.
但是真正的原因是因为这个将军认为这个军队是他自己的军队。
He treated this army as his personal army that he wanted to save.
他认为这个军队是他自己的军队，他要去拯救他自己的军队和保留他自己的军队。
During this terrible period of time, President Lincoln came to visit the troops with the Secretary of State, Ozias Hatch.
当时林肯和这个国务卿就去见他们的军队。
And they got up one morning and they went out for a walk amongst the troops.
他们有一天早晨起来，然后就在军队之间散步。
And Abraham Lincoln said, Hatch, what is this all around me?
然后林肯总统就是说，哈奇，这是怎么回事？
Hatch replied, "Why, Mr. President, this is the Army of the Potomac."
然后哈奇就说，哎呀，林肯总统，这就是那个将军的军队。
And Lincoln paused just a moment, and he said, "No, this is General McClellan's personal bodyguard."
然后林肯总统就说，不是，这只是那个将军的个人保镖军队而已。
Those were the only words they spoke that day, and in a few weeks, McClellan was relieved of his duty.
这是他们当时仅仅讨论的一些对话，然后在几个星期以后，那个将军就被撤职了。
McClellan was a great general.
McClellan 是一个挺好的将军。
But he had one fatal flaw.
但他有一个很严重的错误。
He thought it was his army.
他认为这个军队是他自己的私军。
And I don't know if that's too different from Christians in the United States.
我觉得他跟现在的美国的基督徒也没有什么区别。
You know, as far as McClellan was, he was rich beyond he could imagine with all those troops.
他在对他军队来说，他的军队和军需都非常的富足。
But he lost sight of why did he have these troops.
但他忘了他为什么会有这些军需和军队。
And I think Christians in the United States are very rich and they don't realize it.
现在美国的人都很富足，但他们都没有意识到自己很富足。
They have lost sight of why did God make us rich.
我们大家都忘了为什么上帝让我们这么富足。
So my sermon today is how to be rich.
今天的布道会就是要告诉我们，我们才能怎么样才能真正的富足。
It's not how to get rich.
不是怎么样变得富足。
You can go to a lot of seminars and they'll tell you how to get rich.
应该更多很多各种各样的seminars. 研习会是怎么，他们会告诉你怎么样更成功。
So one day, if you ever wake up and you discover you're rich, you'll know how to act.
有一天你醒来发现自己其实很富足，你才会知道你能通过这个步道，你会知道你应该做什么。
And I want to turn to the story that Jesus encountered in Luke chapter 12 to discover how to be rich.
所以，高牧师想用路加福音十二章，耶稣的话来告诉大家怎么样富足。
Jesus gives us three commitments of how rich people should act.
耶稣给我们三个证据，告诉我们，富足的人应该怎么做。
The first is a commitment to guard your heart.
第一个人富足的人需要做的是要去保守你们的心。
It's hard to decide whether or not we should cry or laugh at what happened in this situation.
这个故事实在是很让我们哭笑不得。
So here's Jesus. He's preaching this sermon. It says in Luke chapter 12 that there were thousands of people there and they were trampling on one another. There were so many of them.
在这个故事里面，很多人都在听，很大的都在听耶稣讲道，他们都是那个开始踩踏。
And in the middle of the sermon, someone runs in and runs up to Jesus.
在这个中间，有些人就冲到了前面。
And gets right in his face and says, "Tell my brother to give me my inheritance."
他就直接跑到耶稣面前，对耶稣说，叫我的兄弟把我家产分给我。
He doesn't care about Jesus. He doesn't care about the crowd. All he cares about is he wants to get his hands on the money.
他一点不在乎耶稣，也不在乎耶稣讲些什么，也不在乎周围听讲道的人。他只在乎他能拿到钱。
Now Jesus could have easily solved that problem.
耶稣可以很简单的说，在这个世界上做评断。
He could have just given instructions, do this and this and this.
他可以很简单的告诉他们，你可以做这个，做那个。
You know, many people want Jesus to solve their problems.
很多人都希望耶稣来解决他们的问题。
But they don't want Jesus to change their hearts.
他们不希望耶稣来改变他们的心。
And at the bottom of this problem is the heart issue of greed.
但是最大的问题是从心底里的那些贪婪。
So Jesus says this, he goes, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed."
所以耶稣说，你们要需要谨慎，免去一切的贪心。
The reason is because greed sort of sneaks into our lives and it steals our hearts away.
这是因为贪心进入我们的人生，偷我们的心里的。
Every person in this room can be a victim of greed.
所在这里。 任何一个在这里的人都可能会变成贪婪的受害者。If
you want to find out whether or not you're rich, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
如果你想发现自己是否是富足，想给大家一个作业。I
know this is very dangerous to put this up during a sermon.
他可能觉得这个非常危险，就把这个网站放到布道会。Because
you'll be tempted to go to it right now.
大家可能会被
But go here, go to this site this afternoon, and just follow the instructions, and you will find out how rich you are.
请去这个网站，然后在这个，在当然在布道会之后，然后呢，就去看这个，看根据他的那个指示，你会发现你有多么的富足。
My guess is that most of us in this room are in the top 1 percentile of rich people in the world.
大家应该会发现自己是10%最富足的人。
But Jesus,
对不起，哎，
wants to make this point, so he tells this story.
他为什么耶稣要讲这个故事呢？
And it's a parable. A parable is a story. It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
这是一个预言，预言就是用地上的故事来比喻天上的事。
And it's about a guy who overnight becomes very, very rich.
这是关于一个财主在一个晚上变得非常富足。
And what I'd like to do today is I want you to do some role playing with me, to pretend.
大家一起来跟牧师一起来想一想一些
I want you to pretend this situation happens in your life.
大家想一想这些在你生活中可能会发生的这件事。
You go home this afternoon.
你今天下午回家。
And you find out that your stocks have risen 800% last night.
大家发现你们的股票涨了百分，triple的。
And then you find out that you had an uncle who was very rich and he died and they sent you money.
And you will find that you have a very rich uncle who was very rich and he died and they sent you money.
And on top of that, you get a letter in the mail from the IRS with a lot of money and that is a refund for you.
更好的是，就算你有了这么多钱，IRS 还给你寄了那个 tax refund。
So you go home today, and you find yourself in 3 hours, you have $100,000 more than you had this morning.
Too little.
That wasn't a joke. You're not supposed to be laughing.
No, for these guys, if their stocks, if they have
You have $100,000. What are you going to spend that money on?
10万。10万。你们会怎么样？你们想一下，你们会怎么来花那个钱？
How are you going to spend the day?
你们怎么会怎么花这个钱？
This guy decides, I know how I'm going to spend the money.
这个故事里的人，他决定他要怎么去花这个钱呢？
I'm going to build bigger barns.
他决定去建一个更大的仓库。
I'm going to get a new chariot.
他决定要更大的马车。
And I'm going to retire to Florida.
他决定退休去佛罗里达。
And you know, at this point in the story, everybody's saying, Yay! Good guy! This guy's a brilliant guy!
在这个故事里啊，大家都很兴奋，觉得这个家伙好极了。Let's
put him in charge of something. Maybe he can run for president.
但他觉得他太好了，觉得他应该去甚至做总统。But
remember, Jesus said, Watch out!
但耶稣说，谨慎。
This story doesn't have a happy ending.
这个故事并不是有一个很好的结局。
This is a story about greed.
这是一个关于贪婪的故事。
And this guy thought that he could spend all that money on himself.
这个人觉得他可以把所有钱花在他自己身上。
And that is foolish.
那太无知了。Here's
a question I have for you. How do you know when you're greedy?
这有个问题，你怎么知道你自己非常贪婪？
You know, if you commit adultery, you know you've crossed the line.
如果你犯了奸淫罪，你知道你犯了。
If you rob a bank, you know when you put the mask on, I'm crossing the line.
如果你去抢银行，当你把戴上那个面具的时候或者袜子的时候，你会知道你要去抢银行了。
But how do you know when you're greedy?
那你怎么知道你贪婪呢?
Most of us don't have a greedy strategy in our lives.
很多人都在生活中不知道怎么评判自己的贪婪。
Let me tell you the story about Robert Kane.
这是一包括罗伯特·凯恩的故事。
He belonged to the First Congregational Church in Boston in 1635.
他是波士顿第一公理会的成员，这个公司的成员在1635年。And
he was doing very well as a businessman, but his elders disciplined him for greed.
他是一个非常成功的商人，但是他的长老们严禁他变得贪婪。And
you say, well, how did they do that?
你会问他长老会是怎么做的呢？
Well, this is how it happened.
这是发生的事是这样的。
All the businessmen in the church got together one time, and they asked that question, how does a person know if you're greedy?
他把公理会里所有的商人全部都集合在一起，然后问所有的商人说，你们什么时候知道一个商人是非常贪婪？
And they prayed about it, and they asked God to give them guidance and direction.
他们向神祈祷，希望耶稣告诉他们什么样才是贪婪。And
they came to the conclusion that a businessman in Boston at this time should not sell any of his products above 4% profit.
当时他们得出结论说， 如果商人在波士顿， 你如果卖东西的利润在4%以上的话，他就是一个非常贪婪的人。
And sometime later, they found that Robert was actually making a 6% profit.
但他们发现罗伯特竟然有6%的利润。
So they said, Robert, you violated the covenant that we agreed on.
然后他们就对罗伯特说，你违反了我们的约定。
You're greedy.
你太贪婪了。
Now, I am not saying that that's the line where greedy is.
牧师不是说6%这个是什么评判了贪婪的标准。
I actually don't know where that line is. It's different for different times and people.
牧师并不知道现在或因为不同的时光、不同的情况下，这个贪婪的定义也许不一样。
But what I'm encouraging you to do is to get with another person and ask the question, when are we being greedy?
但是牧师激励他跟别人讨论一下。贪婪的定义是什么?
Because wealth can be such a vicious enemy, you need to have someone alongside helping you to understand whether or not you have crossed the line of greed.
因为财富是一个非常恐怖的敌人，所以你需要有人跟你在一起，去帮你去打这场仗。
So our first commitment.We're going to guard our hearts against greed.
所以第一个我们要做的是去保护我们的心。
The second commitment is to realize that we are not owners, but stewards.
第二件事我们要做的是意识到我们不是业主，是管家。
It says that, do you want to read those verses in Chinese?
Oh, 路加福音12:16-19，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
The main point in this parable is not wealth.
这个预言的主要关于的不是财富。
God made Abraham, God made Job, God made Joseph, God made Solomon, very rich people.
上帝把让所罗门很多人都很富有。
So the issue isn't wealth.
但是这个问题不是在于财富。
The issue is your attitude towards wealth.
问题是你对财富的态度。
And this rich guy revealed his attitude towards wealth.
所以这个财主他在这个故事里面暴露了他对财富的态度。
He felt no concern to ask God what to do with his windfall.
他这里在这里财主一点都不关心上帝是怎么对他的财富是怎么想的。
And I'm going to label this attitude prayerlessness.
牧师会把这个叫做 prayerlessness, 没有祷告的状态。
He never got on his knees. He never said, Lord, you've given me all this wealth. What should I do with it? He just came up with a plan himself.
他没有跪下来祈祷，也没有想问耶稣、上帝说，他应该怎么样对待他的财富更好。
And prayerlessness is an attitude.That will destroy your life.
不祷告会让会会会毁了我们的一生。
His focus was this is mine.
他的重点在于这些财富都是他自己的。
Any of you have children?
自己里谁有孩子？
If you have children, have any of your children ever seen the Disney movie Finding Nemo?
这些有哪些孩子看过《Finding Nemo》这本电影
？All right, there were some seagulls in that movie that repeat just one word. Do you know what that word is? Mine, mine, mine.
Oh.
Translate that.
那里面有一些人就那个动物就是说，经常永远都在重复一个词 ，what that, what that, what that.
And that's his problem.He is viewing all of this wealth as mine. The key to understanding is that we are not owners, we are simply stewards of what God has given to us.
关键的问题是我们不是 财富的拥有者，我们是财富的管理者。
And Webster defines the steward as one who manages another's property.
韦氏字典对 steward 定义是一个负责管理他人财产的人。
You don't own anything.
你一点都不知道。
You think you own it.
你自以为自己拥有了它。
You don't own your house.
你没有拥有你的房子。
How can I say that?
为什么会这么说呢？
Because in 100 years, who's going to live in that house?
一百年以后，谁会住在那个房子里呢？
You're not going to live in it.
你不会住在那边。
You're just using it for a period of time.
你只是在用它，暂时的在拥有它。
You don't own your car.
你没有拥有你的。
You're making the payments on it, but you don't own it.
虽然你付了钱，但你不拥有它。
Because in 15 years, where's that car going to be?In some junkyard or somebody else will be driving it. Do you realize that the only thing that you really own is your sin? That's yours. Unless you give it to Jesus.
除非你把它给耶稣。
But a steward realizes this and says, okay, Lord, everything that I have is yours, and I'm simply going to manage it for you.
因为
I'll say it again. A steward says, I don't own anything, everything is yours, but I will manage your property.
所以一个 steward...一个管家就会说我只是在管理你的财富我会把自己所有的都贡献给你上帝
So this is the picture of what we should do with all of our wealth and our resources and our possessions
这张图片是我们应该做的对我们的财富和我们的时间
This is what a steward does
这是一个管家应该做的事
This is what an owner does Mine. This is what it says in Colossians. Oh, here's a... So, since the Lord owns everything, and we're simply managers, we need to make Jesus our CFO. That's a chief financial officer, okay? A CFO...is the one that we go to ask direction, to ask how to manage, to ask how we invest the money that is his.
CFO 是我们应该去问的，问我们应该怎么样去管理我们的钱，投资我们的钱。CFO 是管理上帝的钱。
And here is the attitude that we should have. This comes from Colossians 3. Could you read that verse?
哥罗西书三章二十三和二十四节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So every day we go like this. We say, Lord, all of this is yours. I am simply a manager.
所以每天我们都就把手张开对上帝说这些都是你的
Now this third commitment has released more generosity, more love, more compassion in the world than any other biblical truth. What do you think it is?
第三个证言我们应该做的是承诺公布了在世界上比任何其他圣经真理更多的宽容更多的爱心和同情心
I'll give you a little bit of a hint. You can see it in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章十八节和十九节，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们特定那真正的生命。
Here's where it is. For the coming age.
预备将来是重点预备将来
See, the story goes like this. The guy has a $100,000 windfall, and he decides to build all this stuff.
所以这家伙他有了十万块钱的天降之财。
And God says, you fool, this very night, your life will be demanded from you.
所以神对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。
So he decides he's going to build bigger barns.
他决定他要为自己造更大的仓房。
He's going to buy a hot car.
他会去买个更好的车。
He's going to move to Florida to a retirement home.
他决定去佛罗里达作为他退休的房子。
And he goes to sleep that night.
但他那天晚上睡着了。
And in the middle of the night,
但在那天晚上,
a dark angel comes into the room.
死神来到他的面, 带他的房间,
and said, you are now going to your eternal destiny.
跟他说，你现在到了你最后命运的最后一刻。
So the question, how much did he leave behind?
问题是他留下了多少呢?
You know the answer to this.
你知道这个问题的答案?
How much did he leave behind?
他留下了多少呢?
All.
Oh. 所有的,
every penny of it.
每一分钱,
gone.
走,丢了,没有了。
You can't take it to heaven with you.
他不能把它带去天堂。
That's why Jesus concludes this with the editorial, you fool.
所以耶稣说最很重要的信息,你这个无知的人啊。
Here's a way to understand what a fool is. See this rope, this string?
这是一个可以去明白他为什么是一个无知的人。
This string represents the first day of eternity.
这条绳子代表了第一天你永恒的生命的第一天。
Just one day of eternity, that string.
永恒生命的第一天。This
black tape,
这个黑色的胶布,
this represents your 70 or 80 years that you're going to live on this planet.
代表你的70到80年,在你的地球上70到80年。
And every person that says, wow, I'm going to invest only in the black tape, is a fool.
每个说自己会只为那条短短的黑色胶布投资的人是一个无知的人。
Once your heart stops beating, you can't have any type of an impact in eternity anymore.
一旦你的心脏停止跳动，你对你永生的生命一点作用都没有。
So this guy has all these riches, but he's only focused on the tape.
这家伙有这么永恒的生命，他却只关注他的黑色胶布。
Do you realize the opportunity that we have?
你有发现我们的机会？
Because we, our money, can be used in this period of time to influence that period of time.
我们的钱可以在那条黑胶布上作用，但是会对我们的整个将来的永恒的生命有影响。
And when you do that, when you use temporal money now to influence the eternity, that is what is called being rich towards God.
当你们为你用短暂的钱财作为天国的永生的生命的投资的时候，那你就会，你就是在主里富足。
So what should he have said?
那他应该说什么呢?
What could you say this afternoon? If you go home, and I really hope you go home today and every one of you is $100,000 richer by 6 o'clock tonight.
牧师也很希望你们回家，今天下午的时候回家的时候，你们每个人都会有10万块钱。Because
if that happens tonight, you're going to know how to be rich.
如果今天发生这个事，你们就会知道怎么样才能变得富，怎么觉得富足。And
you're going to realize, you know what? I got all this money. Why? I need some to live, yes. I need some to save. But why not take a vast majority of that money and invest it in eternity?
你会觉得说我可以用这个钱，会可以储蓄这些钱，但是为什么不把它这些钱投资在你的永生上呢？
I am not trying to make anyone guilty today. I just want to alert you of the great opportunity that we all have while our hearts are still beating to be rich towards God.
我只想提醒大家，当你在有机会的时候，把你的钱财投资于永生的事。
Sorry, this is not. So what could you do?
所以你能做什么？
In our church, our motto for this year, is becoming champions for Christ.
今天在 Grace Church 里面，他今天的今年题目是怎么样做，成为基督，成为为基督成为冠军。
So I'm going to challenge you. You're $100,000 up by 6 o'clock tonight. How can you become a champion for Christ in your world?
如果你今天成为，对，今天晚上回家有十万块钱多出来，那 你怎么样才能用那些钱让你成为，为基督成为冠军呢？
How about taking a friend out and having a talk with a friend?
好，如果你去带朋友出去和一个朋友交谈怎么样？
You call your friend up.
你给你朋友打个电话。
Hey, I'm up $100,000 today.
我今天多了十万块钱。
How about if we go to a restaurant? I'll pay.
我们一起去吃饭啊，我请客。
That would be a great thing. You could take everybody in your neighborhood out to eat tonight.
你今天晚上可以带你邻居，所有的邻居都去那边吃，都去吃饭。
But you could use that money to build relationships with people. How about deciding, okay, Lord, I got this money. I'm going to open my hands. Would you be my chief financial officer and show me how to spend it?
今天你张开你打开你的手，跟上帝说你是我的 CFO.
That'd be a great thing to do.How about come up with a financial plan?
You can 拿出一个财务计划。
You know, unless you have a plan,
除非你有一个计划，
you're going to misspend that money.
你要不然你就会瞎用那些钱。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道？
It's because I shop.
因为牧师去做。
And when I go to the grocery store and I don't have a plan and I'm hungry, bad things happen.
如果牧师去超市，然后呢，他正好又饿了，那他就惨了。
This is what happens.
这就是什么会发生什么事。
I grab all the junk food, and I put it in my arms, and I walk out, and I say, "Wow, I'm ready to eat."
牧师会把所有垃圾食物都抱在身上，他想吃的都抱在手里，然后他会去收银台的时候，他会觉得特别开心的，觉得啊，我可以吃东西了。
But that is really dangerous.
那是很危险的事。
It gives people heart attacks.
那会影响牧师的心脏。
So I need to bring home broccoli.
他应该带回家西兰花。
And cauliflower.
花菜。
And nice healthy vegetables.
And 很好很健康的蔬菜。
And if you go into life without a financial plan, you will buy junk.
如果你去买东西的时候没有一个很好的财务计划，你就会。
So you need a great plan.
你需要一个很好的计划。
Let me close with this story.
他会结束今天的布道。
This is a couple, Alan and Violet Large.
这是一个夫妻，他们叫 Alan and Violet.
And they live in Nova Scotia, Canada.
他住在某一个加拿大某一个镇里。
They're both in their 70s.
他们大概七十多岁。
Actually, you can see Violet there.She has cancer and she's undergoing chemotherapy right now.
她这个老奶奶她有卵巢癌，她现在她当时正在经历化疗。
One morning they woke up and someone knocked on their door.
有天早上他们起来，有人敲她的门。
And said, "You won the lottery."
你赢了彩票。
You won $11 million.
有一千一百二十万。
So they looked at each other.
他们看了看看互相看了一下。
They said, "What are we going to do with $11 million at our age?"
他们说我们该怎么花我们的一千一百万钱呢？
Do you know what they decided to do?
他们最后决定怎么做了吗？
Give the money away.
他们把所有的钱都给别人了。
So they gave it to churches.
他们给了钱去。
They gave it to the Salvation Army.
他们给救赎军。
They gave it to people that are doing God's work.
他把钱给了为上帝做事的人。
They gave it to causes that would honor God.
他们把钱全给了可以荣耀神的事。
Now here's the deal. They're both going to die soon. In fact, Violet just died a year ago.
啊，他们全都会死。
And what do you think the odds are that they appear? They're going to appear before God.
你觉得在他们在神的面前，他们会？
And God's going to say to them,
"Oh,
you know what, Alan and Violet, I wish you had kept more of that money for yourself."
上帝，你觉得上帝难道会跟他们说 ，Alan Violet， 我希望你当时把你的钱用在自己身上吗
？I wish you had spent more of that money buying stuff for yourself.
我非常希望你当时花那个钱为你自己身，为你多花，为自己多花点钱。
No way.
上帝不会这么说。
God's going to say to them, "I love that kind of generosity."
上帝只会跟他说，我太喜欢你，太爱你们那当时的慷慨了。
I love that kind of abandonment and risky, risk-taking behavior.
我太爱你们那些那把钱放弃的精神和那些在甚至在非常高危的情况下的那个态度。
Welcome to your eternal kingdom.
欢迎来到你们永恒的国度。
The reality, folks, is we all know this. We live in Fairfield County. This is one of the most affluent counties in the history of the planet. Sorry, this thing fell off. And it is very possible that greed.Has got a hold of your heart today.
但很有可能贪婪今天抓住你的心。
And I love you enough to tell you the truth. Watch out, because greed is a dangerous enemy.
但牧师很爱你，所以他愿意告诉你，贪婪是非常恐怖的敌人。
You need to surrender your life, your money, all of your resources to Jesus today.
你应该为耶稣奉献上你所有的钱、所有的时间和所有的资源。
If you don't do that,
如果你不做那件事
，it will be destructive for your soul.
它会毁掉你的灵魂。
Let's pray.
大家
，Lord, thank you that you are a generous God.
谢谢上帝，你是一个非常慷慨的神。
We want to confess right now, Lord, that we need to grow in this area.
我向你认罪，我们应该在这个。
But today we want to give
成长
，give ourselves away to you.
我们需要把自己奉献给你。
Teach us
教育告诉我们
about how to pursue those things that will make us rich towards you.
告诉我们怎么样我们才能追求对你来说富足的事。
Help us to realize that the things that we selfishly accumulate.Will not last for eternity.
告诉我们，我们自私的积累的财富并不能帮助我们。
So sweep our hearts clean from all kinds of greed, Lord.
请清洁我们的心，清洁我们心中的贪婪。
And show us the things that you treasure and that we need to treasure.
告诉我们你在乎宝贵的事，我们也需要宝贵的事。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.